for that message. And you know, it always does feel like home when you walk in this place. So welcome. Welcome home. I'm all twisted here. We never know where we get our inspirations from. And never be surprised when something that you say, as small as it may seem, or as common as it may seem, will say something to someone. I had the wonderful opportunity to facilitate a drum circle with Summer. And so we drove up to Halifax. And we were just talking, and she said, "Well, you know, Bonnie, you can't get outside of God." And I never thought of that. You can't get outside of God. And, you know, we have these times, and I know we've all had those moody moments. You know, you wake up a little blue in the morning, and it seems all very melodramatic. And you just think, you're lost, you're absolutely lost. But there's really no way you can get lost. So that's this is what this song is about. I'm human, I know, and I get bogged down in this world where I live and breathe. I'll take my time and take my breath and shift the thoughts to what I believe. Just say I'm lost in the love of God. It's a safe place to be. I must do my part to change my heart and know with certainty. God's love is way too wide to get round it. God's love is way too deep to go under. God's love is way too high to get over it. Can't get around God's all-encompassing love. Can't get around God's all-encompassing love.
Thank you, Bonnie. That was beautiful as always. We're so blessed to have you to share your gifts with us. And now we come to our speaker, our own very wonderful Reverend Connie Beth Grady.
Good morning. What a beautiful day already. What I'd like to talk today about, a little bit about, is the journey of life. Many of us are born and we're told, you do this, you do that, this is proper, that's not proper, and you go through life kind of following the rules. When you follow the rules, you don't hear much about change. You feel you hear about what's expected of you. And being able to allow yourself to feel what Bonnie just sang about, you have to really allow yourself to let go and not to fear today, tomorrow, or the next day. You have to learn to be free enough to kind of float with the wind. I've been in this in metaphysics since 1969. I've seen a lot of changes out there. I've seen a lot of changes within me. I've seen a lot of changes that were very unexpected. One of those unexpected changes happened 17 years ago tomorrow. And that is when Stan and I decided to move to North Carolina. Now you see, I never had been to North Carolina before. But my friend Linda had moved here, 2 years before we moved? And so 2 years after she moved, we came to visit her. And we absolutely fell in love. We went home and silently put everything up for sale. We had 5 days to find a place. We found it, put an offer on it, and were frightened when we went home and didn't even know where the grocery store was. Absolutely a little mysterious, yet exciting. But you see, in speaking to spirit and in learning the laws of life, one thing I did always hear, if God's hand is behind it, it will happen very quickly before you can ever change your mind. That's exactly what happened to us. Well, we were not too excited about the house, but we were very excited about this heated shed that had been a little plumb shop. Stan wanted it, and I wanted it. I used to do stained glass. Oh, I'm going to have a stained glass shop. He paints. He was going to do some painting. Well, when we moved there on the tiniest little street in Person County, probably, two other people were already in stained glass. I thought, Not my journey. Whatever it is, it's not my journey. So we started remodeling. Stan turned into the handyman of Person County, started remodeling. Neither one of us painted. Neither one of us has touched the stained glass. Sometimes you're pointed in a direction for might be what you think is your goal of entertainment in retirement, when actually behind it all is a larger movement. The wind of God is behind you, moving you if you're open to it. One of my most favorite verses in the Bible speaks about the lilies in the field who do not toil, who turn automatically toward the sun, and their life just is because they have no resistance. The only time that we are resistant in God's love is when we're afraid to move, when we're afraid to go forward, when we think we need to be in control of it all. When we think we need to be in control of it all, we've missed the beauty of life. We've missed the mysteries of the unexpected surprises. You see, the only thing that goes stagnant is the lack of change. It's that movement and that faith and allowing that makes life so interesting. Most people who come into metaphysics, oh, they want to get on the path, the spiritual path, and they want to be in enlightenment, and they want it now. And you'll see them running to this group and that group and the next group and the other group. And what they don't realize is the only thing a teacher can ever do is point the direction. We have to do that for ourselves. That secret place of the voice of that inner wisdom is in that heart center. And we have to learn to let go of everything else so we can listen. So we can listen to what that is. So that we can begin to do little baby steps of allowing that wind of God to push us forward to see where we're going. And if it's like my life, it's nothing that I put down and say, I want to manifest this. Most of the things of the spiritual awareness has just happened from no resistance, from allowing that wonderful, secure love that can enter you when there's no resistance. That God's love that's made especially for you. You see, God has made everything different. Every cell, every atom, they say every hair, every person is different. So our expression and our intensity of God's love, it's different for each one of us. But that's what it's supposed to be, because that's what we bring to the bouquet or to the table. That is our mission that only we can bring when we shine in that essence of that divine love. Truth is that love and harmony is that beautiful, wonderful law of the universe. And it can never be found in our way. It can only be found when we let go and allow it and feel it and give it and express it. So many things happen in changes that are unexpected, that are not to our liking if we are living on the earth plane. Many things unexpected. One of the greatest expressions that I have found for myself is, okay, you look at it for what it is. It is what it is. So what? Now what are you going to do about it? Are you going to allow it, if it's negative, to consume your ever being? Or are you going to look at it without emotion and look at it just for what it is? Most things that are so depressing, in the end, the pendulum does swing if we can let go of the negative. The pendulum swings into our blessing. But to look at it for what it is and not let it break you, and to realize that when there's a change like that, there's something greater in God's love for you, and you needed to look at something so you're able to walk out of it. There are people here that I haven't seen for a long time, that I happen to know things that the changes in their life is the most beautiful thing that could ever happen. Dear friend, right here up front. But at the time, it seems like it's the most devastating thing that can ever happen. But one thing I want to tell you about. Sometimes we get so busy. Sometimes I get so busy that I forget. I forget about creativity. I forget about the expression of who I am. I forget sometimes to take the time to play. Now, we never get so up here that life doesn't teach us something. Just, we were speaking in the office a while ago about abundance and how you can never outgive God. You can never stop learning. It's a spiral upward and onward and upward and onward. And my dear friend Linda yesterday had a painting party. She called and invited me to a painting party. Honestly, I thought she meant we're going to paint the halls of her apartment. I really did. I thought, oh, well, I'm used to that. I can do that. Blindfolded, and it'll be more fun if there's a lot of people there. And she goes, all you have to do is bring a canvas. I go, what? She said, you have to bring a canvas. And I said, well, I am not a painter. And when I got there, there were many people there who were also, but they were more experienced than I was because they've been going to her class. So I announced right away, I am not a painter. So we got out the canvas, and I tried to copy off of a few people. It didn't work too well. So then I start doing my own thing, and it really got even worse. So I went and got a paper towel and wet it and just scrubbed it all up. And then I started getting inspiration of what I could do. You see, I couldn't do anything when I was resistant to it. When I was too busy telling people why my painting was going to be ugly and I might as well not try, nothing was happening. When I scrubbed all that negative away, then my resistance went away, and I decided to play.
She told me before she came she wasn't going to like her painting.
Only someone you know very well would come out and tell on you like that, but it's true. I didn't want to do it. So I brought my painting today because, and Hope and Charlie, my gosh, she's already got hers on the dining room. Every person there expressed their own individual personality. They've already got theirs up on their dining room. But I will show you. Not that it's so great, but it's fun. It's got my colors in it. So, what I want to tell you is, as we go and as we grow, we can't forget to play. We can't forget to express who we are, not our what we think we are or what we can't do. When we put up those rules of what we can and can't do, we can't do it. Only when you wipe it all away. Only when you wipe it all away and allow that energy to start coming through. And when you do, that's when the miracles happen, when you can do it without resistance in every part of your life. That's when, just like John was talking about, that's when the miracles and that God energy starts flowing. And that's when the magic happens. God bless you all. Bless you.